Christina Alger grew up in New York City, the daughter of a very successful and respected mutual fund manager, with a mother who early on encouraged Christina's interest in storytelling.
Before I could even write, she would let me dictate stories to her from the bathtub.
Alger also developed a keen and wide-ranging reading habit.
I was always drawn to fiction. My father was a big reader of history, so he passed down a lot of things to me, and we'd read together a lot. So it was pretty much a constant throughout my childhood.
Christina Alger took up fiction writing in high school, continued it while earning a degree in English at Harvard.
I did write short stories all through high school and college. You know, when I left college, I started working at Goldman, and my work schedule was so intense that I didn't write for quite a while. And then I started writing again when I wrote The Darlings, which I started when I was practicing law.
9/11 also had a hand in Alger's temporary abandonment of writing. It happened early in her senior year at Harvard, and her father, whose office was on the 92nd floor of the World Trade Center's North Tower, died in the attacks. That left Christina feeling the need to take a job that paid well enough that her mother wouldn't worry about her, which led her to Goldman Sachs. After a couple of years there, she went back to school, earned a law degree at NYU, then took a job in corporate law.
I was working very hard as a lawyer, and I really needed a sort of creative release. And I was sitting in a meeting, I guess September of 2008. We were all called into a meeting, and it was the day that Lehman Brothers declared bankruptcy. And I remember just sitting in that meeting and thinking, this is such an interesting time in New York and how dramatically the city's changed already and is going to continue to change over the course of the fall. And so I just became interested in creating a set of characters that could kind of capture that period in New York.
Those characters were the Darlings, a socially prominent Park Avenue wealthy clan headed by hedge fund manager Carter Darling, whose life and business unravels in the fall of 2008.
I decided to make the story on a very sort of short timetable. So, it takes place over the course of a Thanksgiving weekend. And one of the things that I thought was so interesting about that time period was that, these firms would really collapse over the course of, a couple days. And I really wanted to capture that in the book. And so, the opening scene is, a business partner or business associate of Carter Darling's is found to have committed suicide, and the SEC moves in very quickly, and the family members and a team of journalists that are following the family and the SEC attorneys realize that there's something very much amiss at the family firm, and you sort of watch as the family unwinds as the SEC closes in on the firm.
Each chapter of The Darlings advances the chronology of that fateful Thanksgiving weekend by a few hours.
You're kind of following these three separate plot lines, the lawyers who are investigating the firm, the family members, and the journalists who are also investigating the firm. And so just to keep everything straight in my own mind, I really had to do it down to the minute. But I think it also makes sort of for a more fun story if you can watch things develop very quickly over the course of 5 days. I really wanted to make sure that the characters and the places felt real to people that really knew them. And so I talked to a lot of people, and it was actually one of the most fun parts of the book. I got to, talk to people who worked at the SEC and the New York Attorney General's office and just about their daily life and, what their office looked like and what their daily routines were. And so I hope, I hope I captured everything in a way that they would say it would feel real. Part of the fun was making the bad guys, as it were, trying to humanize them and show their families and their relationships with their families and hopefully peer into their motivations for behind what they were doing and, really make them not just one-dimensional kind of villains, but, real people with huge flaws, but also some positive characteristics.
Writer Christina Alger, author of the widely acclaimed debut novel, The Darlings. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.